CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Here's what's trending.
So Boeing was in the hot seat yesterday. There were a few former employees, engineers that now have turned whistleblowers, accusing the airplane manufacturer of covering up major safety and quality failures in their 787 Dreamliner. So this was one of the quality engineers, and he spoke at a congressional hearing yesterday and said that he'd been threatened for bringing safety concerns to his managers over the year, and that he, you know, said that they are putting out defective airplanes.
In the Dreamliner. What a bold name.
I know. I just thought the same
Dreamliner.
Thing.
Dreamliner.
So dream all of this has been brought under the microscope after what happened with the Alaska Airlines flight where the door plug got sucked out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thankfully, no one was hurt in that incident, but it definitely raised some flags about, like, well, how does that happen? And now these
and as
people-
scary as it was for that little boy and everybody on that flight, maybe that incident saved some lives, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
That it needed a close call.
I've never known what happens when something like that happens outside of watching it in a movie, you know? But when that guy, that teenager's shirt got completely ripped off his body, his T-shirt, I was like, what?
Well, there's the Hawaii flight. Remember where the roof ripped?
Oh,
and thankfully, the only
one.
Thing in the center was that hydraulic line. If that would have snapped, it wouldn't have been able to fly. But you're looking up, and part of the roof is all gone. And so that was halfway to the States. So you just had
Oh, my God.
You had open. You had a
water.
Convertible.
You had a sunroof.
Yeah.
An
Enjoy
open
the view,
sunroof.
Everybody.
Oh, how terrifying would that be? You're strapped in. Oh, my God. I'm just imagining myself sitting with the sweet Wylene during this. That would be awful.
But I think it's just awful. Like driving a car. Like we're not horrified by car accidents like we should be. But planes really get us going. For all the flights we have that are perfectly safe.
Well, the reason why is because that's scary as hell. Going down in a plane, you get to at least with it. Sometimes you know with a car accident, it's just that it's a lot quicker. I just imagine when the plane's going down, it's going to take a while of screaming. Of screaming.
The scream,
it's the worst roller coaster ride.
You're saying the scream to crash ratio
is really high.
It's really
longer.
Stretched out.
It's longer.
No one in a car crashes.
Maybe somebody's just silent.
I remember just running out of breath. I was like, no.
Water, please.
No. The tires were locked up for what felt like 70 seconds.
That's why we're afraid of plane crashes.
Why don't we get to fly with parachutes?
Will
they let you? I guess that's a bad sign if I get
it's
on the
bad,
plane. Like,
yeah. They're like, the parachute under, you're like, I thought it was a flotation device. So
it's
like,
under the seat.
Those out.
Yeah, it's under
swapped
the seat.
Out
give us that
devices.
Option.
Something or a pill. Just give me a pill.
Parties jumped out of an airplane before.
Yeah.
On purpose,
terrifying.
Where we were supposed to parachute. And I got a ride in a stunt plane once, and I had to put it on. It was a two-seater, and you had to wear
you rode in a stunt
a parachute.
Plane? That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, out at that Millard Airport.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the pilot told me, if I say bail, 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 it's the famous line they love to say, that means jump out.
Okay. How many times did he do the once? Like, if I say bail, 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 jump out, did he go bail, bail?
He says, I'm going to say it three times, and if you say what, you're going to be talking to yourself.
Oh, snap. You're like, dang.
I think that would be great if he just said it once, just to get your attention.
You're like,
I'm kidding.
Just kidding.
But I felt a little bit more comfortable wearing that parachute.
Sure. Yeah, and that's, again, why we're afraid of plane wrecks, because we don't have a parachute.
Well, I mean, even if you did have a parachute, you don't have a way out. There's only, like...
Well, they got to figure that out. That's
so many
part of
exit
it.
Doors. Oh. Like, it's not like you can eject your seat.
Well, they should get that involved now.
Well, how does that door work that they always tell us that we have to have instructions when we
sit
there?
There's only so many of them, though. I mean, the thing is that the mere chaos that's going to happen...
Yes.
I mean, you're assuming... Look at what jerks people are when it's... When you're landing and trying to get out.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they're like, you know what? We're not even to the gate yet. And people are already like up in the aisles trying to get their bags out. Like they've got to make a flight in 2 seconds.
Do you love it when they block your aisle?
I hate it.
Do you love it when they block your aisle? They've already prioritized.
They go ahead of you
and they move up the aisle and they were sitting behind you.
Yes, dude, that happened to us. I was like, this has to be Florida. These are Florida people. Cause who the hell does this? There's a etiquette that you keep to when you're getting off of a plane. You don't run to the front.
So that's just getting to the gate.
That makes
Imagine
me mad.
If it was a life or death situation. You think that those human beings are going to behave any differently or
those,
any
well,
better in that
I
moment?
Think those people are the ones that are going to sit there and freeze.
Oh, no. They'll be the ones hot out of their seat. And then have to remind them. You know, they said to leave your belongings. They're like, well, I need my carry-on bag. I'm like, well, we're crashing.
The stewardess is like, I don't know why you're all running to the front. You're all going to die anyway. Thank you for flying.
Continue screaming.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, humanity in that moment is going to be, it's not going to be a well-organized. I always love when they show those videos. They're like, in an orderly fashion. I was like, yeah, for sure. Just how when we got on the plane and how orderly it is when we get off the plane.
Mm. Reminds me of that Seinfeld bit when, what's his name? There's a fire. Somebody yelled fire and he pushed all the kids and the old ladies out of the way to get out first.
Dude, you hear those stories happen in real life all the time.
I know.
And everybody lives, but they can't get over that. They're like,
that guy or whoever.
Yeah, the guy who's like, the girlfriend's like, you pushed me in front of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mark's like,
There's no going back from that.
And you ladies don't know that that's your significant other until that moment. You don't realize that that guy sleeping next to you is a coward.
Oh my
I would
God.
Flip out.
He's gonna hide behind you when the thief kicks the door in the middle of the night. You think he's gonna get up? I think Party feels like he's that guy. Seen right now?
No. Party is totally seen right now.
I would never do that to the sweet Wylene. There is no way. That's why I'm always fearful of, like, when we go hiking, if we come into a bear. I always tell her, I'm like,
you'll kick her in the ankle.
No, I always tell her, you run, and I will fight that bear. Get away as fast as you can. And don't stop. Don't stop my screaming.
Oh, my God. She's like, don't worry.
It's the scene in every
Not
movie where
problem.
She just runs over, the sweet Wylene just gets over the hill, turns around. In the silence, and then you just hear over the hill, and then she has to start running
again. Keep running. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on. Channel 94.1, good morning to you. Who do we have here?
We've got Bird, the coach of the Omaha Supernovas. Can you hear?
Can you hear okay?
I made it. I found the door.
Okay, good deal. How you doing?
Supernovas are in town Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday against San Diego.
Okay.
Championship finals are next month, so run out of time to get down there for regular season. Obviously, you guys are going to probably make... How's it go? Final four?
Yeah, it's a final four. Right now, we're in second to Atlanta. And, I mean, it's going to be a battle these last couple weeks for the final four. I mean, everyone's going to be desperate for some wins. We have to lock ourselves in. We're not locked in.
Oh, you're not locked in yet? No. Okay, mm-hmm. You still got some games ahead of you. Okay.
Which did you watch more of, men's basketball or women's basketball? That women's final was like crazy.
I don't know. I think it evened out because I was watching a lot of the men's and then the women's towards the end I watched way more.
I did too. I was the same way. I found it more, it was exciting. I don't know how to describe it. The games are great games.
I mean, once Kansas lost, I really lost touch with men's. And then I watched the final because I picked UConn.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We did our brackets in here.
Yeah. That's right.
Our brackets did surprisingly well.
Yeah, mine did too.
Yours should have.
I finished second and fourth.
Okay.
Did you win any money or anything like
that? No, it was winner take all.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
Did we figure out who won this here?
No, they're hiding it, dude. They're hiding it.
They're hiding it.
Ready for this? So there's the app you can use, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the people here that's not even familiar with this type of gambling, right, wanted to do paper, like we're filling out the paper.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't know. They just thought, oh, if you pick UConn, then you're obviously the winner. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Multiple rounds.
So there's their money out on the table, and whoever was handling it was just throwing it out there. I think Zonzo won. I go, how do you know? No one knows who won. So then we got all this money sitting out there.
Multiple people probably picked UConn.
Yeah.
That's why you have to do points.
Uh-huh.
Got a little bit of controversy.
Yeah.
I like your Supernova gear. You guys got new gear?
Yeah, no, that's nice.
I got this at Lawler's.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, it's just a nice sweatshirt with it Supernovas. Is.
It's something that I think I'll continue to wear. It brought me back to my childhood wearing purple.
Yeah. Okay. I don't see purple often. Looks good on you.
Thanks.
Looks nice. You're welcome.
Has the color wheel grown on the players? Like, do you guys like the colors of the Supernovas?
Yeah, I think they already liked the pink. They liked all the, you know.
Okay.
The color wheel had to grow on me, and it has now. It has.
Okay.
They have this same sweatshirt in like a teal, like a turquoise.
Do they have a hoodie? Because I got the sweet Wylene, a Wrexham hoodie, and it's just adorable on her. And I keep telling her, I'm like, you got to get more hoodies. So she was out shopping for
hoodies. There's tons of hoodies.
Really?
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Many different colors. There's pink, there's white.
Ooh.
You guys sold a lot of merch. I went to that game, and that was the St. Paddy's Day game, and everyone was wearing Supernovas gear.
The green Luck of the Novas, whatever. That was. Yeah. We had that shirt. So cute.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Lawler's. I'm looking at the Lawler's website.
There
and
you
guys
Molly.
Have a ton of
that's great.
Yeah, you can get the jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a replica of what the players are wearing.
Can you get the shorts? Because I want to wear the shorts.
Well,
nobody wants to.
We'll
see
probably keep those
shorts
off the racks in the men's section.
I mean,
do you guys know why it's number 24?
What?
No,
because it's the first season, 2024.
Oh, okay. That's why it's 24 on the jersey.
On the jerseys.
Oh, so it's
I see. Some people are confused by that, but
okay,
that's
like
why.
Who's number 24?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That makes
Which,
sense.
We have a 24, Sophie Davis.
Yeah.
But it's her because she's awesome, and it's because of the year.
Okay.
That's cool.
First season.
There you go. A little trivia.
What are you guys vibing though? This is kind of an exciting time.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. We're coming to the end of the season. We're back home, so we love being home. We play San Diego Saturday, and then we literally should all just fly together back to San Diego because we're playing them on Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yep, out there.
So, if people aren't aware, this is professional volleyball. They're playing for $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
The team will split.
That's crazy.
If the playoffs started today, it would be at Atlanta, Omaha, Grand Rapids, and San Diego, right?
Yep.
All right, so
top four. You're probably looking at it.
How many players is it? Can I ask, or is that none of my business? How many players are getting a portion of this split of the $1 million?
There's 14 on each active roster and then two practice players.
Okay.
But then the players can distinguish, like if you had practice players that were on your roster that had been sent home because people moved up and down, it's their discretion how they want to divide that.
Oh, really? So they team meeting.
Yep.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
And an even split.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's up to them. That's kind of exciting, though.
Are you getting some of that cheddar?
No, I don't want it. I'm good.
You do. You
I'm
want
good.
It.
I'm like this. Vacation, baby. See ya. I'm out. You guys have fun. Bye.
I will see you.
Going back to Hawaii.
When we have to see each other.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Big Party Show. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Channel 94.1, good morning to you. Hey, we got some news. We'll give you a heads up on something going down on Monday. It involves London and involves Taylor Swift as well. So make sure you tune in. We'll give you all the details about 8:30.
Wembley Stadium, world famous.
Yes, it's going to be sweet. You love Taylor, right, Bird? You're a Taylor fan?
Is this what's happening right now? Do you, like, just insinuate that there are secrets and then tell them?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real secret, though.
It is a real secret, yeah.
Do you know what it is yet?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to know.
Are you a big Swiftie?
No, not really. I mean, I like her music. I think it's trendy.
You just like secrets.
Like, did you see the Eras Tour, the Disney? You can watch it on the concert film.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I mean, I know it was so a thing. Good. I haven't really watched it.
You're a couple rings below Molly in terms of fandom. Molly went to the show.
Molly, did you actually
see
it yet? Or
I've watched pieces of it.
Okay. All right.
It's just, it's so hard to carve out like 3 hours.
That's what I figured. Just an hour here, hour there.
I mean,
right?
You know, like my life is just not conducive to like, let's do 3 hours of anything.
Right.
It's like,
despite all that Taylor has given you. It's like, oh, it's so much to ask to carve 3 hours out of your life.
I did. Everything. I gave her an entire evening.
Given you.
I gave her an entire night in person. We had that moment together. And
what?
Now...
She went to the concert.
Oh,
oh no, I went to the concert.
Yeah.
Concerts are awesome.
The concert was so long that I don't know if there are rumors or not that people were wearing diapers because they didn't want to miss a single second of it. Yeah, adults.
This is what he connected with.
Yeah, of course.
He heard that and he was like, my people, maybe I should go.
Oh, yeah. What? No, I would not. That's too extreme.
You think?
What I just don't go to the bathroom that much.
Let's say you're wearing a diaper. Let's go on that premise.
Okay.
Are you able to use it that way? When was the last time you let yourself go on purpose?
That would be a great radio bit.
What's the point of wearing the diaper?
I know, but I don't think everybody can do it.
Yeah. I mean, do you just let it go?
Well,
I don't know.
Obviously, I don't think I would poop. I would pee.
Oh, my gosh.
We weren't talking
about that. Too far. Too far.
No, it's not. We'll go farther. Yeah, I'm with you. But
the point of wearing it is for that reason. But that would be a very extreme situation.
Because men can do a trucker bomb in a car. Let's just leave it at that.
What does that mean?
It's where you're like on a road trip and you got a water bottle or a Mountain Dew.
Did you call it a trucker bomb?
That's what they call them because people throw them out the window.
And then the lawnmower guy that
truckers throw them out the window and the long.
I instantly thought you meant pooping in the truck, and I'm like,
what? No.
Just a pee in a bottle.
They call them trucker bombs. So people that like on a road trip and people won't pull over, men, or were gifted with the ability.
Strong.
It's hard to get your body to go.
To do with that.
Even when you're...
when you have to go?
When you're hooked up with your Gatorade bottle. We're ready to go. We're in the spaceship.
Oh, and you know what's worse?
Your body's like, but buddy, we're in the car.
Yeah, and then what makes it worse is that if the bottle is too
small
and now you got to cut it off.
What?
You got to stop. And that's hard to do.
All men do it. Sorry.
Yeah. And so why it's called the trucker bomber is because they throw on the side of the road, whatever, and, you know, the city crews come out, you know, the state crews, and they mow it, and then it explodes.
So do the right thing, and don't throw it out the window of the car.
Correct.
This was a segment brought to you by what?
Do what Party does and store it at home in mason jars.
Seriously, he's going to go full.
But back to diapers. New Year's Eve, Times Square. I think that's the only time I've ever maybe heard of someone doing that.
What was that?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, you got to wait. We have to wait forever. Yeah, for
that would be a good way
concert?
To have it.
No chance. A concert? No.
Well, no, it's disgusting.
And I mean, I can't even.
You're still standing in your own.
Then
stuff.
You smell like urine and you're dancing with everyone. No. Go change your diaper.
Stop.
We do a giant fundraiser bird every year for the diaper. It's called the diaper drive. Yeah. We raise all these diapers.
Uh-huh.
And so we pay attention too much to diapers.
Yeah.
Huggies or somebody's got an ad now for a diaper that's blowout proof. It's like, where was this all everyone's life?
That should have been immediately the first invention. Uh-huh. Really? Blowout proof? What is it? Just super tight? Elastic?
Work.
It's got like a flap.
Yeah.
And they really go hard in the ad of telling you that it's blowout proof.
But it also takes a human to put it on properly. I think that's most of the issues when people have blowouts. The kid's moving. The diaper gets moved off the cheek. Something happens. That's why they're blowouts.
Have you put a lot of diapers on babies?
Yes.
Okay.
You got to cover it.
You got to cover it.
Like,
Molly, you have kids.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of diapers.
Yes, and I choose to put that part of my life in the past.
Okay, all right. Okay, good.
It's not a fun memory.
Well, you guys are going through something right now with one of the players on the Supernovas that is having a baby, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That this will be going forward. I mean, you don't hear people talk about that a lot in professional sports. Women having babies happens.
Right, but that's like a natural human thing.
100%.
Even in men's professional sports, their wives have babies. They have
and
babies.
Remember, they would give grief if the quarter. If you remember, babies. They gave grief to quarterbacks if they wanted a couple games off.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's his name? They just won the Masters. His wife literally was having the baby
during the Masters.
During that, and he was like, "Yeah, he won." And in his speech, he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna head home."
with my
I'm sure
bag probably having the baby in the next 24
sure
hours
with
like,
all my money. She's
you're
like,
good.
That's fine, just win.
Yeah, stay
yeah.
Bring
they me. Were like, is she gonna call you? Do you have a cell phone? And he's like, yeah, someone will let me know.
He's
I
like,
told
don't
her
worry.
She better call me.
I'm not wearing scrubs. I'm gonna wear my master's jacket.
Right, my green jacket. So yeah,
those guys are usually super motivated when you're playing sports. Well, because we're out playing the game. It's not like we're doing the heavy lifting here.
Well, same. But he still wanted to be there. He was like, yeah, she better call me. I would leave. I would 100% leave.
That's one thing I'll never
You'll want to be back on the course in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Get out there. So you'd wear a diaper and paint it, huh? Okay.
No,
that's
yes,
good to know.
If I had to. You know what I want to do? Everyone that rides with me on road trips, put diapers on. I don't stop. I refuse to stop.
Oh, my God. Just get a package of diapers and just throw it at them.
Like, my sister, stop it. She has 4 kids, and she stops more for herself than them.
Well,
because she has
like
4
she
kids.
Needs a diaper.
True.
Okay.
People get really weird. Kids. I don't understand that on road trips why people won't pull over. You're like, why can't we just pull over?
I agree, Jeff.
I don't like to. I'm trying to beat the GPS time.
Okay.
You can't stop all the time.
That's
yeah, but
funny.
We drive around in the Midwest, and you pass that gas station. You don't know when the next one is.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's been a dangerous thing for me. Slippery slope.
Hence,
a diaper then. Yeah,
the
diaper.
Trucker bomb.
Trucker bomb. We can figure something out for you ladies. Trucker bomb stuff. All right, we got what's trending coming up next. Molly, what's up?
Well, they've broken down. What are your favorite sitcom actors or characters of most searched for? Like looking for them? It's kind of a weird list.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.